This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from my office here in Branson, Missouri at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Now, we're going to look at Israel and the great, miraculous, prophetic homecoming and reestablishment of the State of Israel that we're seeing and that we're living in. This very month of May is the 60th anniversary of reborn Israel. So we're going to look at the biblical plan of God to bring them home, at the promises. You know, Jesus said when they asked him, when are you coming? He said, watch the fig tree. What does he mean? He means watch that fig tree, Israel, and see how Bible prophecy concerning it is fulfilled. So we have to know the Bible prophecy. We have to look at the Bible prophecy. We can't just make it up out of thin air that it's fulfilled. We have to know where it is written. We have to know what God said about the Jews. Now, you remember that we looked at the verse of Scripture which tells us how to rightly divide the Word of God. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:32, there are three groups of people to whom a Scripture can be addressed, or about one of those groups of people it can be speaking. Those three groups are the Jews, the nations, and the church. Now, we already looked at the church. We just did an eschatology school in Ozark Beach, Missouri. And we called it the Book of Ephesians and the Glorious Church. It is in detail. We have a CD set for $65, a DVD set for $85, or you can get both of them. And this was the conference price for the people who were there the entire week when we studied all the day and all the evening each day on the Book of Ephesians and the Glorious Church, the Jews, the nations, and the church. So I've taught that. I've even taught it here on the radio, and you can get God's prophetic word concerning the church. But now we're looking at Israel. We're going to look at the Jews and the nations and the church, as well as the church. So who are these three groups of peoples? Actually, the first group that's introduced to us in the Bible is the nations. We say Gentiles. The Hebrew word is goyim, G-O-Y-I-M, and it always means nations. Sometimes it's translated in our Bibles heathen, sometimes nations, sometimes Gentile, but there is no word for heathen. It is goyim. It means the nations. And so we are tracing, they are the first people that are introduced to us in the Bible of the three groups. We know that God started over with the flood. The knowledge of God had gotten down to one man and his family, Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japhet. God had to keep his knowledge, the knowledge of God, from being destroyed from the earth. And so it took drastic measures. Love brought that flood. And the flood came, it was judgment. In Genesis chapter 6 and 1 through 4, and it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And God saw, verse 5, the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And verse 6, it grieved God in his heart. And verse 7, the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, the creeping things, the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me I have made him. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And you know the story. We have here in Branson a new show about Noah and the ark. And I want to bring my little grandson there and watch those animals come in. It's a great story, great truth. It's not an allegory. It happened. The flood, it rained 40 days and 40 nights. The flood was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And then when the flood was over, the ark came to rest on Mount Ararat, which is in present-day Turkey. And God, chapter 9, verse 1, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. That's his instruction. Now, chapter 10, he begins, every one of us could trace our generation back to Mrs. Noah. They said that we have all one common mother and they named her Eve. And that's true. But I'll tell you, we could really trace it back sooner to Mrs. Noah. We all came from off that ark. There's where the nations came from, and the nations are introduced to us in chapter 10 of Genesis. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japhet. And unto them were sons born after the flood. The sons of Japhet were, and it names them, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Yavan, Tubal, Meshach, Tiras, and it names others. Gomer has to do with like Eastern Germany and Eastern Europe. Yavan, that's the Greeks. And we can, Meshach, that's an ancient name for Moscow. And so we find from the sons of Japhet, those that moved west. And it says in verse 5, by these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, everyone after his tongue, after his family, in their nations. Then it starts at verse 6 with the sons of Ham. And it names Cush and Mizraim. Mizraim is Egypt. And it names other nations that we could locate for you today. And then we come down to verse 21, and it names the progeny of Shem. Shem means name. Verse 21 of Genesis 10. Unto Shem also the father of all the children of Eber. Eber is an ancestor of the Hebrews. From that word Eber, we get the word Hebrew. And then it names the children of Shem, Elam and Ashur and Arphaxad. That's the Chaldeans that we know from Nebuchadnezzar's days. And we see other sons of Shem. And then coming down to the very last of the chapter, it says, these are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. This is where we first hear of nations. We don't hear of nations before. We hear of them here. Verse 32, these are the families of the sons of Noah, after the generations, in their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. So the nations came into being all from the sons of Shem, Ham, and Japhet. And they are called nations. God had given them some instructions what to do when they got off that ark. Let's go back and pick it up again. We read it already. Chapter 9, verse 1. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Go throughout all this earth, populate it again. Did they obey God? No, they did not. Chapter 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. That's Babylon. When the Bible says Shinar, S-H-I-N-A-R, it also means Babylon. And they dwelt there. That's present-day Iraq. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they said, let us build, verse 4, a city and a tower whose top reaches unto heaven. In other words, floods can't reach the top of it. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. God told them to be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth, but they didn't obey God. They stayed right there on that plain, right together, and started building a tower to reach heaven so that a flood wouldn't get them, and they could be their own bosses and make up their own minds. God comes down from heaven, and he says, let us go down there and confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech, because verse 6, nothing would be restrained from them that they imagine to do. So he divides their speech, and he does what he told them to do. Verse 8, so the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. Just think of how those people were. Mankind really has degenerated in the natural from Adam. Adam lived almost 1,000 years. Adam could name all the animals. Why could they marry sisters? And marry, there is some thought that the children, first children, were born in as twins, a male and a female. Why could they do that? Because they have digressed physically, mentally, in every other way since the beginning. And they could marry, their gene pool was good, not flawed so much. So Those men, if they had obeyed God, what could they have done with one language? How could they have changed this earth? How much farther could it have been along if they would just said, okay, let's move out, let's do what God said, but no, they rebelled against God. And then God starts over with Shem, because he is going to redeem mankind. He's going to work a plan of redemption. He knew they would do what they did. And his plan of redemption, which he planned before the foundation of the world, he starts to work it out for you. And he says in chapter 11, verse 10, now these are the generations of Shem. And we trace this line of Shem right down to a man named Abram. He too lived in Ur of the Chaldees, present-day Iraq. And the Lord said unto Abram, chapter 12, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you and curse him that curses you, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. God wants to reach the nations. There are 70 nations mentioned in chapter 10. When he divided them, they came out to be 70 nations. Then God separates a nation. He makes a brand new nation. He separates it unto himself. He makes a holy nation. It is separated from all the nations. Israel is God's inheritance out of the nations as nations. The church, we are individuals out of every nation, tongue, and tribe. Unto God, we make up a body, the body of Christ. But Israel is a nation unto itself, separated from all the other nations. And God is going to reveal himself to all the nations through the separated nation. They had the oracles of God. Every book of the Bible we've got is written by Jews, with maybe Luke, I'm not sure about him, but all of them mostly written by Jews. We have the Shekinah glory, the promises, all these things came through that separated nation that God wants to reveal himself to through. He separates Abram unto himself, gives him a promised land for working with him, and separates him unto himself for his own use to reach the other nations. The Jews, the nations, and the church. If you'd like Brother Hagin's book, which tells you about these three groups of people, marriage, divorce, and remarriage, just phone us. You can have it for $10. If you'd like to have the glorious book of Ephesians and the glorious church, we will send that to you for the prices we quoted earlier. You just need to telephone us at 417-336-4877 or write us at Branson, Missouri, Box 40, Billy Brim Ministries. Don't forget the youth rally coming up soon, end of July and 1st of August, right here in Branson, within cooperation. We get to use all Silver Dollar City's wonderful facilities. That's Chip Brim and me. We will be seeing you. Shalom, shalom.